We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
You wanna see Loco?
Fredo Vargas! Yo, no sé. I don't know what they're yelling, but I love it. Wilfredo Vargas. It's the Wilfredo Vargas hour.
According to Solana.
Started out strong.
Yeah, Jack.
All right, it's a Football Friday. Brought to you by Yingling, a beer as bold as those who drink it. Tap into your inner eagle, Yingling. Spread your wings, Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Please drink responsibly. It was almost a perfect night last night. The Heat ran their record to 6-2. Jimmy Butler balled out. Panthers.
He made sweet love to my opinions
last night. The first half he did.
I'm telling you, that boy was
Panthers
great.
Got a point against the Caps last night. They almost skated away with an overtime victory. I don't know if you saw overtime. It ended in the blink of an eye, but it could have ended just as easily for the Panthers as it did for the Capitals. And then I told you at the end of the show yesterday, right? Very rarely do I get an emphatic gambling feeling, but I said, take my advice, Raiders plus +2. And about 4 minutes left to go, drove down the field, and they scored. And there you go. Raiders covered last night. They won outright. We won some money. It's a good way to start the gambling weekend. And Philip Rivers, you know, he looked like Philip Rivers. You never know what you're getting with Philip Rivers.
He went. He threw two interceptions, then he went crazy, then he went back to Philip. That's
like,
what he does.
Yeah, it's so hard to bet with him. To me, it's much more fun to bet against him. Every pass could be an interception with Philip Rivers. Every pass.
He goes crazy pre-snap.
Goodness gracious. He's got some fire.
You can tell that offense is new, though, because they were snapping the ball 1 second left every time.
Yeah. No, and he, obviously, we talked about it yesterday. He is – on that list, Bill Barnwell did a list we had mentioned at the end of the show yesterday. Quarterbacks, the best quarterbacks in the NFL that have never gone to a Super Bowl, and his window is closing. Yeah. And so, he wants it more than anything. But
he should leave San Diego.
Well, I think probably he will, right? This is his final year under contract?
Yep.
I mean, I wonder, you know, there's been talk about like Cam Newton to the Bears. What about Philip Rivers?
That would work.
Right, because you have like even if you're the Bears, you have a smallish window, right? With that, the defense seems to be set, and I think they've got some weapons on offense, like Philip Rivers, maybe for a couple seasons in Chicago. Like, I don't know.
Breeze is up, Brady's up, Rivers is up, Cam's about to be up. They're gonna avoid that last year, so there's four, you know, guys that can win a Super Bowl for you. Because I put Phil in a quarterback category that can win a Super Bowl for you with the right team around him. So, yes, there's four guys. I don't think Breeze or Brady's going anywhere, to be honest. But Cam and Phil, I think those are legit options.
Is there anybody for the Dolphins that would appeal to you, by the way, in that vein? Because we've talked about this. Look, they're going to draft a quarterback. I am completely convinced they are going to draft a quarterback. And then the prevailing notion, I would think, is – Ryan Fitzpatrick will be here. He will tutor the young quarterback. If the quarterback's not ready to go game one, then you start with Fitz. And if he is ready to go with game one, Fitz is there and he's kind of mentoring him. Any notion that you go grab a vet? Again, because your quarterback, your first-round draft pick's going to be cheap.
Yeah.
So you can go grab a vet like a Philip Rivers or a Drew Brees or a Tom Brady, Cam Newton, whoever you mentioned there, and say, we're giving the team to him for a season so that Joe Burrow can learn or Tua Tagovailoa can learn. I don't know if that's a possible strategy or not.
The Alex Smith to Patrick Mahomes situation.
Right.
You bring a vet in, because Patrick Mahomes didn't start. It was Alex Smith's first year.
Right.
If it's Breeze or Brady, yes, I love it 100%. I don't know Phil and Cam. I don't know if Phil and Cam are mentor, tutor type guys.
Right.
Like, and Cam, well, I don't,
Cam,
I don't
Cam's
want
Cam. Not at that stage in his career, first of all. Like, Phillip Rivers would have to identify. It's Goran Dragic coming off the bench. Goran Dragic coming off the bench for the Miami Heat. This is a resurgence to his career because he's identified to himself, okay, I'm older now, and if I can be sixth man, and I mean, he is, you know, because Solana was saying to me, he could actually be starting. Yeah, he could, but I don't think he's as valuable to the team if he's starting. I mean, Goran is balling. This is the perfect role for him. I think Jimmy Butler's got the perfect role for this team, and I think Goran Dragic has the perfect role for this team. But if a guy like Phillip Rivers can acknowledge, yeah, I'm at the tail end here, and I've got to kind of change my approach to the game. D. Wade did it in his final season, right, with the Heat. Cam's not there yet, nor should he be, by the way.
That's the thing. And I don't know if Phil's there. Because Phillip Rivers got a little – he got ego, man.
Yeah.
He got a little more swag to him and all that. So I think – I don't know if Phil and Cam would be good mentors. I think Breeze would. I don't even think Brady would be.
I don't think Brady would be either.
Because you get like –
I mean, they're still playing at the highest level.
That's what I was going to say. Jacoby Brissett, Jimmy Garoppolo, the guys that came from New England behind Brady. I don't know if Brady was mentoring them or just you watch what I do and, and try to do it someday. But, no, I'll go with – Breeze would be pretty good. I think Breeze knows it's coming to an end. I don't think those other three guys are to that.
Phillip Rivers and Drew Breeze, same age? Or Breeze is older?
Breeze is older because he was – Phillip Rivers took his job in San Diego.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's got to be what? Maybe 4 or 5 years older, right? Breeze's got to be approaching 40.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys throw Big Ben in that list, or is he is Pittsburgh expecting Big Ben to come back? And
they just gave him a contract extension before the injury.
Wow.
2-year contract extension.
I know he's won Super Bowls, but I don't know. Big Ben to me is not like
San Antonio Holmes, Hines Ward, Big Ben was a beast.
Well, that though, yeah, you're right.
But
you're
now,
right.
I'm with you now. Last 3 years.
Like Tom
Big
Brady
ben
has
okay.
made any receiving core a great receiving core.
Yeah.
Ben Roethlisberger has been unable to do that.
Oh, I'm with you 100%.
Right?
Yeah, he had Antonio Brown, Hines Ward. He had Santonio. Like, yeah, he had some hell of five receivers. Brady makes receivers.
Did you see Antonio Brown, by the way? He took that tweet down, which I said yesterday, this tweet will come down. Mm-hmm. Went down, said he was out of frustration, and now he does want to play in the NFL again.
Because he took his pill. Bro, the man is crazy. Like, we could joke about it, but serious medical crazy.
Yeah, no.
That man has two different personalities.
Yeah. That dude had $40 million. All he had to do is go out and play for an Oakland team that's not that bad. That Oakland team is not bad at all. Derek Carr is a good quarterback. Man, if he had a healthy and aggressive Antonio Brown, I mean, who knows what that Oakland team could do.
John Gruden thinks about that to this day.
Yep.
Man, what would this offense look like with AB?
Yep.
And he messed it all up with that crazy stuff.
And I'm telling you, Antonio Brown, like, he watches that game last night, and he's got to be like, what did I do? Mm-hmm. They paid him. He got the money he wanted. Like, he held out. Did he hold out, or was he
no, that was
he was just angry? Le'Veon Bell held out, but was he just angry?
He was just mad.
Okay, and so he got the money that he wanted. He got traded. He got the money that he wanted, and then he blew it up.
His feet, and then he missing practice, and then his helmet.
And then taping the coach and sending the text to the owner, right? Release me.
Yeah.
And, he blew it up
and
on
then,
his own.
Even what he did yesterday with the snapping, going crazy on the NFL, and then apologizing later. Teams that have potentially signed him, you have to take that into account.
Right, because you go, wow, do I really want to bring this into the fold?
Because you know he's going to
have – changes on a dime.
His we'll call it AB and Antonio. He might walk in as Antonio, but he might walk in as AB. And now you have to be able to deal with two different guys. I believe he has split personalities. And what would a team, I'll tell you that, he's not getting no $30-40 million again.
Nope.
He'll get 1 year,
he'll
10.
He'll get 1 year, maybe incentive-laden deals.
Yes. But those 4 or 5 year deals, I think that's gone for AB.
So today's a football Friday. We got a lot of stuff planned for you today. George Sedano is going to join us for the 15 minutes of Heat. The Heat are in LA tonight, play the Lakers. Sedano will be there, of course, and we'll talk some Heat with him. Devon Godshall from the Dolphins is going to join us today. That's perfect for Alabama LSU week.
Yeah.
Right? Devon Godshall, that's the game of the week. That's the game I think that, you know, everybody wants to watch. Maybe more than the Hurricanes Louisville game for Canes fans, right?
Yes.
I think there's more on the line for South Florida football tomorrow than Canes Louisville, although it would be nice to see the Canes lock up a bowl a berth, you know, with a victory senior day tomorrow at Hard Rock.
And have back-to-back good games.
Yeah.
The Canes haven't had back-to-back dominant games all season.
Well, who they beat someone before FSU.
Pittsburgh.
It was Pitt.
Late.
Right. Wasn't a complete game like it was against FSU.
I'm talking about to have back-to-back.
That game, that, right. That,
and you know what? You talked about beating FSU. Going into the offseason, going to a bowl, it's going to be the Pinstripe Bowl now. Let's be honest. But playing well throughout the last month of the season, that gives a lot of hope to a fan base moving forward.
Well, that's what happened the last couple seasons beforehand, right? You had a good start to the season, and then things went off the rails at the end, and then you get housed in the bowl games and whatnot. So if you can reverse that maybe, then maybe you reverse the fortunes of the entire team. So Devon Godshaw is going to join us today. Lee Sterling, professional sports handicapper, try to win you some money. If you listened to me yesterday, you're already plus for the weekend.
Yes, sir.
Already plus. Full unit. Full unit!
We did.
All right, let's get headlines here with our own Alejandro Solana.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Speaking of the LSU and Alabama game tomorrow, Alabama's -6 in that game, by the
way.
Yeah,
I was looking at that. I just don't know.
LSU, baby.
Really? Take the points?
Hobble Tua, take the points. I just LSU, baby, all day. I'll take money line LSU. I think LSU will win the game.
All right.
The Miami Heat are in L.A. tonight, and, of course, George Sedano will join us next. That's at 10:30. The Heat will look to win their second straight after dominating Phoenix last night. The Lakers, though, are -8.5 at home.
Okay.
Let me talk to Jimmy. I know Jimmy listened to the show because what he did last night. So, Jimmy, I appreciate you, big homie. Sorry for doubting your ability offensively.
Way to bring it strong. Like, he shut you up in the first half.
My goodness.
Put up 30. On, like, almost perfect shooting.
Oh, my
ridiculous.
Goodness. And from outside the arc. Like, yeah, Jimmy was on last
Just
night.
Just ridiculous. All right, what else you got, Solana?
If you haven't been paying attention to the Lakers this year, Dwight Howard's having a heck of an early start. According to Bill Orem of The Athletic, Howard has finally realized the value of healthy eating and is no longer consuming, quote, McDonald's, chicken wings, and honey buns every single day.
I wonder if that's what's wrong with my game. What else you got there,
like
Solana?
We do have Miami versus Louisville tomorrow at 3:30 p.m. Hard Rock Stadium. Miami is -6.5 at home, and the Shula Bowl is tomorrow.
Yes, I'm excited about this in Boca.
FIU at FAU, 6 p.m. from FAU Football Stadium. The Owls are -10.5 at home.
Yeah, Lane Kiffin and Butch Davis, and it's the Shula Bowl. This is and then FIU, I guess that's two big games in a row, right? Because they'll have FAU, and then next week it'll be Miami, University of Miami. And
is
FIU.
That next week?
Is it next week?
No, it's the 23rd.
Oh, 23rd, okay.
Yeah.
And that's going to be at Marlins Park, and that will be Butch Davis's Super Bowl. And I think he has coached all season long just to try to beat the Miami Hurricanes at Marlins Park.
The big news of the day, Ohio State defensive end Chase Young is being held out because of a potential undisclosed violation of NCAA rules.
I don't think it's undisclosed. He tweeted out.
Get that money, Chase.
He tweeted what he did.
What do you do, take money?
I'll tell you, I got to find his tweet.
Was it a loan that he took?
Yeah, he took a loan from a friend.
Hmm.
I mean, I got to find.
Like a lifelong friend or a friend he met yesterday.
So he talks exactly about that.
Oh, okay.
He made a statement.
Because I met some friends in Gainesville,
I
too.
Get it, and I understand that it's a slippery slope, by the way. If you go, oh, my goodness, like if I gave you when you were in college, if I'd known you all your life and I gave you a couple $1,000 and you gave it back to me, like, what's the big deal? But the danger there is anyone can then say, hey, I'll give you $80,000. You'll pay me back when you're a pro.
UF investigated me when I was there. I had a guy in my what was it, public speaking class or something. I took basket weaving classes. We all know it. I have 36 credits in 2 years. And my truck broke down. Third gear went out. It only on 19 miles per hour. If I hit 20, it would slip out of gear and start revving the engine. Dude was like, hey, Crowder. And I had a recruit that weekend. I said, hey, man, can I borrow your car? I didn't know what kind of car he drove. I just knew it was a cool dude from my class. I said, hey, can I borrow your car? No problem. Come pick it up from the dorms. I'll bring it to your dorm tonight. Friday afternoon. Brings over a brand new BMW X5.
That seems legit.
His father was a gajillionaire, and his son went to Florida. And so I was driving around all weekend in a BMW X5. His dad had to come to the school, bring all the insurance information, all the titling stuff, and really, you know, explain to them, I'm not a part of an agent. I bought my son a BMW. He let a friend borrow his car. And that's exactly what happened. I had to do investigations for about 4 or 5 days. Charlie Strong was cussing my ass out.
Pro Football Talk has tweeted out, though, I'm hearing that the family friend who gave Chase Young a loan is also an NFLPA certified agent, which, if true, could possibly cause more problems for the agent than Young.
Gets right back to my story. The dude had to prove he wasn't attached to any agent,
right,
or anybody that,
so,
could, that there I have
was,
to pay
there
back
was
in the
a
future.
Statement from Chase Young. I just can't find it for some reason here, but it had to do with him taking a loan from whom he says is a family friend. And oh wait, here it is. Unfortunately, I won't be playing this week. This is from Chase Young. Unfortunately, I won't be playing this week because of an NCAA eligibility issue. I made a mistake last year by accepting a loan from a family friend I've known since the summer before my freshman year at OSU. I repaid it in full last summer, and I'm working with the university and the NCAA to get back on the field as soon as possible. I want to thank my family, teammates, coaches, and the whole Ohio State community for all the love and support. God bless and go Bucks.
I crashed a BMW that weekend. Seriously.
I remember the story.
Yep. Joe Cohen hanging out the sunroof, the twins in the back.
So hard to believe that went awry.
I hit a curb, and the curb didn't hit me like I hit it, and I hit the side and tore the tires up and everything.
Anything else in your headline, Solana?
Yeah, Jacoby Brissett is a game-time decision with that knee injury, guys, on
right.
Sunday versus the Dolphins. And finally, Coca-Cola is getting into the flavored seltzer game to compete with LaCroix. They're launching a new line of seltzers in March called Aha.
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 Where's the spoon?
I mean, if that's not their endorser. Aha.
Is the soup too hot? Taste the soup.
Well, where's the spoon? Aha. All right, George Sedano is going to join us next from Los Angeles. We'll do 15 minutes of heat with him.
Y'all got to get over to the world-famous Tootsie's Cabaret. It's been voted the best adult club in the entire country, and I can agree. I've been doing 15 years of research on Tootsie's, and trust me, it is the best adult club in the country. 64,000 square feet of adult fun. It's a 20,000-square-foot restaurant sports bar right there attached to it. Watch all your games at Tootsie's. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, the fights. There is no extra charge for pay-per-view fights. There's hundreds of TVs in Tootsie's. Anything you want to watch on TV will be on a screen close to you. And during commercials or some of those undercards you want to watch, look a foot to your left or right, and you'll see one of South Florida's 150 most beautiful women up on stage doing their thing. No need to watch commercials at Tootsie's. Tootsie's is open from noon to 6 a.m. That is 18 hours a day. They did that for us. Go take advantage. But I really want y'all to get over there for lunch now. It opens at noon. Noon to 8 p.m. is happy hour. And during happy hour, half-price drinks, no cover. The food is amazing. Get over there at lunch. It opens at noon. Get over there by 12:05. You will be entertained, and you'll get delicious food like the fried lobster that everybody still asks me about. All my buddies, when I play, they still ask me about Tootsie's fried lobster, wings, calamari, nachos, pizza, burger, cheesesteaks. They have it all. And if you stop by before or after going to the Hard Rock Stadium, you'll get in for free. Bring your ticket or ticket stub from the Hard Rock to Tootsie's, and you will get in for free to hang out with 150 of South Florida's most beautiful entertainers. Get in free, and Hard Rock is just minutes away from Tootsie's. Tootsie's Cabaret, best adult club in the country. Tootsie'sCabaret.com for more details.
All right, 15 minutes of heat with Jorge Sedano next on Hockman and Crowder.
You want to see Loco?
That's how we do it on Fridays.
Come on, abuela. Come on, abuela.
Come on, abuela.
You don't want to sit down, abuela.
Come on, senorita.
That's what I do. I grab the abuelas at the party.
If you can get abuela to dance with you,
oh yeah,
everyone else melts.
My trick is, because abuela ain't got but 10 minutes in her.
Right.
She got a bad ankle.
Right.
Yeah, you don't got to dance all night with abuela.
Solana is in his wheelhouse on Fridays, man. You give me Throwback Thursdays, but, man, Solana rocks it on Fridays.
This is a classic.
This is a classic.
Yeah, this at any party, any Latino party, this is on the playlist.
All right. We're going to go out to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line, where they are truly steps beyond convenience. Jorge Sedano is heard daily on ESPN Los Angeles. You've seen him on ESPN just about every minute of the day during NBA season, certainly the beginning of it so far. He's on the jump and around the horn, and he's on the sidelines. He's everywhere. And this is 15 Minutes of Heat, by the way. 15 Minutes of Heat brought to you today by BrandsMart USA. Buying the BrandsMart way for the holiday season means the lowest prices and the largest selection of TVs, appliances, mattresses, cell phones, and more. You can visit your local BrandsMart USA store today. Heat are in L.A. tonight. Take on LeBron, AD, and the Lakers. And I'm guessing Sedano will be there. Will you be there, Sedano?
I will be there, and I also want to credit Crowder with the veteran move of dancing with Abuela because he knows she doesn't have the stamina.
Ooh, George, I know the trick, baby.
I mean, listen, if anybody knows this wheelhouse, it's Crowder.
George, my wife's Cuban, too. Those parties can get exhausting with all that damn dancing. I got to go to get Abuela.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah.
4 hours?
So you'll be there tonight in L.A.?
I will. I'm going to be there. Yeah, for sure.
All right. So Heat had a nice victory last night in Phoenix. They're 6-2. And the line tonight, I want to talk about the Lakers game in a sec, but I want to talk about the Heat in general first. They're 6-2. Have the Heat exceeded? I asked this, you know, of Brian Geltzeiler this week. Have they exceeded expectations through 8 games? I understand the season is young, but, man, they have looked good. On the games, they look good. A couple of clunkers in there, but on the games they've looked good, they look really good.
Yeah, I mean, look, they should have won that Minnesota game. Right? Yeah. They had that thing, and they just, you know, Andrew Wiggins just went wild, right, at the end, and they kind of blew it a little bit themselves, too. They had some miscues down the stretch. The refs didn't necessarily help them, as we all know. The now infamous new Eric Spoelstra gif that we have going on the internet where he's pointing at each official with both arms. It's great. They could easily be 7-1 just because that was a very winnable game. I think they've been fantastic. I picked them to finish third in the East, and I did that on the jump probably in September. And I almost got laughed out of the room. And I said to them at the time, the guys in the studio, and it wasn't just like the guys on set. I'm talking about the guys behind the scenes, too. And I said, you give Eric Spoelstra a top 15 player, they're going to win 48 games. The last time that Eric had anything close to that was Dwayne in 2016, and they won 48 games. So I think they can push for 50 because if you look at this roster, guys, Jimmy has never had this kind of spacing. Now, granted, it's early. It's a small sample size. But he's getting to the basket with ease. In Philly, in Minnesota, in Chicago, they didn't have the shooting around him that this particular team has, and it's made it really easy. So, yeah, I have been pleasantly surprised because they've even exceeded my expectations to this point. But I absolutely believe that they'll be close to 50 wins and they'll be the 3 seed when it's all said and done.
George, and I'm getting killed on the text line today because yesterday I was talking about can Jimmy put up 30 in the game? Like, can he consistently do that? Because I've even asked you before, I think when you were in studio last week, about Jimmy just taking over a game offensively, and he shut me up with 30 in the first half. Like, you talked about it a second ago. How did that happen? Was it him just getting comfortable, seeing the team around him, and then saying, you know what, now it's my time?
Yeah, I think it's that. I think it's the roster construction. It's the best that he's been around. And look, man, give Eric a lot of credit. I actually think he's taken a page out of Nick Nurse's handbook. You look at what Toronto did with Kawhi last year. They surrounded him with a lot of shooting. And a guy in Kyle Lowry who, they're not built exactly the same, him and Goran, but they have similar type games. Lowry's a better defender than Goran, but I'm talking about offensively. Now, Goran and Jimmy have played okay together. Jimmy's played better without Goran, but I think Goran's in the perfect spot as a sixth man. So, yeah, I just think he's getting comfortable. He's finding open guys, and he's creating for others too, which is something that has surprised me a little bit. He's been a guy who in his career has averaged about 3.5, maybe 4 assists a game, and he's like at 8 and change right now. I mean, it's been fantastic. So it really is a testament to Spo and Pat and Adam Simon and Andy and all those guys who built this roster.
You know, you talk about Spo and Pat. Jorge Sedano is with us. Everything that they've done has gone right for the Heat, right? So they ask Goran to come off the bench, and he does so willingly, and he's playing out of his mind. And this, I think, is going to be a resurgence for him. Like, he could be sixth man of the year. And then even the way that they handled Dion Waiters, that was a gutsy move to say, okay, you're not going to play. And they didn't know, especially with Jimmy Butler missing the first three games, like, Dion may have been needed. And so that may have been a decision that came back to bite him, but it wasn't. It turns out that it was the perfect decision. And Tyler Hero looks like the perfect draft choice. And, like, it just seems like everything they're doing is working, right?
Yes, absolutely. And I think because they're just getting back to basics, right? And
right.
Pat said it recently that he let the culture slip a little bit. And that's no longer going to be the case. You know, you got rid of one malcontent in Hassan Whiteside. And by the way, good God, was he terrible in the first half yesterday. I told someone that's close to Damian Lillard when, you know, in the summer league, I don't know if I told you this story when I was there the last time in August, but I said to them, to this person that's close to Lillard, and I said, yo, what's the deal with that? I know that they're cool and stuff, and like they always hung out together when the Heat were in Portland, but does he know what he's getting himself into? And he's like, man, it's not just Damian, it's DJ too. They believe in him. And I'm like, good luck.
They found out last night.
He'll give you 19, yeah, he'll give you 20 and 21 night, but then he's going to give you 5 points and 13 rebounds and pout. And that's going to happen a lot. And that's what you got yesterday. So anyway, they got rid of one malcontent, and they're trying to get rid of another. JJ, on the other hand, as in James Johnson, I think there's more goodwill there. I think that he contributed already once, since he's been back, and I think that they'll need him sporadically. But I think they're actively trying to trade Dion, and I've said this before. I think that they're going to have to attach something to that because they're going to want a veteran role player in return, maybe like a stretch four. I've heard rumblings. I don't know how real this is, but I've heard rumblings that Marvin Williams from Charlotte could be the target, who's perfect. He shoots threes. He plays defense. I know Pat's always liked him. And maybe you attach Derrick Jones Jr., because let's face it, they're not going to re-sign Derrick Jones Jr. because Adam Simon, the Heat assistant GM, is a wizard at finding all these diamonds in the rough, and he can find the next DJJ.
So, Dono, what's wrong with Hassan? Like, Shaq and Chuck were killing him last night on TNT, but we still act like he's a kid. This man's damn near 30-something years old. Like, what's really wrong with him? He has no consistent post moves. He has a turnover or travels damn near every time he puts the ball on the ground. Like, is Hassan, is he what he is? Can he get any better? What's his problem?
No, he's already way past his ceiling at this point. Like, this is who he is. Like, the Heat got him to play within their structure for a while, but at the end of the day, he's just who he is. And the biggest issue is the 6 inches in between his ears. There's just some guys you can't save when it comes to that stuff. Look, Michael Beasley is as talented, a gifted a basketball player as I've ever seen offensively. But Michael Beasley's biggest issues were the 6 inches between his ears, too. The difference was Michael is a much more, I think, likable personality than even Hassan is. So I can understand why he's gotten more opportunities. And look, he plays, power forward, right? Like, he plays on the wing a little bit for a power forward. It was a little different, I think, historically. And he was the number two pick in the draft. You know that, Crowder. In every sport, the number two pick in the draft is going to get a bunch of chances. Like, that's how this works. And Hassan's career was saved by the Heat. And I don't think he ever really came to grips with that. Like, he's always trying to think about someone. He always thinks everyone's out to get him, it feels like. I don't know him like that, but that's just what you hear from people who've been around him for a long time. And by the way, I hear similar things about Dion in a lot of ways. So I just think that those two guys have caused a lot of the strife within the construct of the organization in the locker room and even in the front office. And I think that they've learned from that, and they're moving on from those guys, and that's the smart move.
George Sedano is with us. Heat in L.A. tonight, taking on the Lakers at a 10:30 tip, our time. How much fun is it in L.A. right now with the Lakers? I mean, LeBron is out of his mind.
He is, through eight games, the MVP right now. If you had to vote for somebody, granted, it's only 10% of the season, but he's been fantastic. He's on the revenge tour. And it's funny because that first game against the Clippers, I thought he looked bad. And then after the game, he talked about how he felt rusty. And I had their game, their next game. I did sidelines for their next game, and I interviewed LeBron in the post game. And I asked him, I said, you said you were rusty. after the first game. Clearly the rust has worn off. Like, what's been the big difference? And he just said, look, it's familiarity. It's, you know, in the past, it's taken me a little while to kind of get going. I'd started the regimen a lot earlier because obviously I had a lot of time off. And in that first game, you know, I was just a little out of sorts, but all I needed was a few more practices under my belt and get used to playing with guys in, you know, real speed. And, you know, here we are, you know, so that's it. Like, he is ready sooner than he's ever been. And the other thing I've noticed about LeBron, at least early on, he's much more committed on the defensive end than he's been in a very long time. Like, I haven't seen him play defense like this since his second to last season with the Heat when they won the second title, at least in the regular season. And a credit to two people, a credit to Anthony Davis first and foremost, because he said that he would hold LeBron accountable on defense. And so far, so good. Now, do I think it'll last for 82 games? Probably not. But I think that there's that's a testament to him right now. And Frank Vogel. Frank Vogel, we all know, is a good defensive coach. Frank Vogel has been preaching defense since day one, much like Spoelstra did with those Heat, LeBron, Wade, Bosch teams from day one. And they paid dividends. The Lakers, astonishingly, because I thought it was going to be their weakness, if there was one, which was perimeter defense, they have the best defensive rating in the league right now. The Heat are at 4 and the Lakers are at 1.
Is tonight just another game for Bron, or does he still have something out for Pat?
Oh, I think there's a little something on both sides. Don't get it twisted. They may play that down, but once the ball gets tossed up, I think both sides want to get after each other a little bit. I think there is that. I mean, there is a mutual respect on both sides, too. Don't get it twisted. LeBron knows, and he's said this multiple times throughout his career since he's left, he knows what he's going up against when he's playing that team. No matter who's on that roster, they are going to make you work every single night. And now they're a little more talented. Even coming off of back-to-back, I still think the Heat will be competitive, particularly on the defensive end. I'm curious to see how they play on the offensive end after playing last night. They were able to win pretty big, so they got a little rest for some guys later in the game, but probably not enough. But yeah, like, he knows what's coming after him. And by the way, they know what's coming after them too. Like, he is clearly primed and ready to roll early this season, as I mentioned earlier.
Does LA though, they have like LeBron or Lakers fever right now because of this incredible start?
Yeah. Yeah. Look, I think that little by little, you know, last year, I don't think he did a great job of embracing, or them embracing him and him embracing the
right,
city. Like, I
right.
think there were a lot of weirdness around it. He had like one of these events planned early where, you know, he was those pizza places, Blaze Pizza, and then he didn't show up.
I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. It was just really strange. He didn't do, like, look, here in LA, much like there is in every town, like there is in Miami, right? Like, there is, you know, the patriarch of media here in LA, right? Like, a couple of guys, like Jim Hill is the TV guy. He's the Jim Barry, right? Of LA. Like, you do the sit down with him, right? Like, that's the guy who's been doing TV in this town forever on local TV. And he didn't do that early on. Like, he didn't do a press conference. That's a big thing here. It's Hollywood, you know, like, that's a thing. He didn't do that stuff until way later into the season, or even after the season. He didn't do a lot of these things that people thought would allow him to kind of, you know, feel like he was part of the city and part of the fabric of the organization. And I always felt like it felt like a gap year for him, because I knew that none of these, or that very few of these young guys would be on the roster, that they would eventually trade them for a veteran guy, maybe like Anthony Davis. And it just felt all weird. Now, this feels almost like a reboot of sorts. And yes, I think people have come to embrace him and feel like he's more theirs now than he was last year.
Yeah,
sure.
I think you just nailed it there, because I always say, like, I think last year will go down as, like, just this, you know, missing year almost, this missing season that almost never took place, you know, almost like D-Wade when he was in Cleveland or whatever. But I think you're right. He knew that the roster was going to be totally different the following season, and so it's like, why should I waste – the effort and the good graces on something that I know is going to end up, you know, we didn't even make the playoffs, and I'll save it for the, that's why I feel like there's a whole different feeling in LA, but I was curious if there is, and you've said that there is, so yeah, I think.
Yeah, and then, you know, not to mention that the Clippers are good, which is like, okay, 90% of this town are Laker fans, 10% are Clipper fans. But if you want to really piss off Laker fans, the Clippers, if they're good, that pisses them off. It just drives them insane. They're not even like the redheaded stepchild, the Clippers. They're like the adopted brother you didn't want. And I think that that drive, when Chris Paul and Blake Griffin and those guys were here and the Lakers were bad at the end of the Kobe years, like that drove Laker fans nuts. And now you've got arguably the two best players in the sport playing in the same city for opposite teams. And, you know, Kawhi's a local guy. Like, there's so many storylines here. LeBron doesn't want to, quote unquote, embrace that there's a rivalry between the two. Like, there's a lot of stuff, like subplots with those things. So it is a crazy time to be here for sure.
Yeah, it just makes it fun. All right, there's your 15 minutes of Heat with Jorge Sedano, who's in Los Angeles again. Heat are in L.A. tonight. Take on LeBron and AD and the Lakers. 10:30 tip off our time. Thank you for making time for us as always, Sedano.
You got it, guys. And by the way, I got to shout out my guy Crazy Andy and Lorianne Diaz at the Heat. They sent me a red Heat Culture shirt. I had the black one before, and I sported it out in the city yesterday, and people were giving me the side eye. But I just want to let people know I won't be wearing it for the game tonight. That's
I was
going
to say, if you really
wearing it the day before.
Yeah, if you really want to rep the 305, wear it tonight to the Staples Center.
Well,
you know,
it's dirty now. I'd have to do it in the wash. It's a lot of
We'll see you, Sedano.
See you, guys.
George Sedano there, 15 minutes of Heat. People always enjoy hearing from him, and yeah, certainly when the Heat are in L.A., it makes it a little more fun and exciting. All right, the Beast, our friend the Beast, going to be at Sports Grill on Bird Road for a Yingling, Finns, and Indy watch party Sunday at 4 o'clock. Going to be great food and great prizes, including a 55-inch flat-screen TV. You'll have football, a bunch of Yingling beer for you to wet your whistle with. So the Beast will be at Sports Grill on Bird Road Sunday, 4 o'clock, to watch the Finns and Indy. It's brought to you by Yingling, America's oldest brewery. Spread your wings. And we still have a ton of stuff to get to today, including Devon Godshaw from the Miami Dolphins and Lee Sterling, professional sports handicapper.
All y'all boaters like me, you know the hassle of trying to find the right place to keep your boat looking good all the time, but you don't want to break the bank. I have the solution for you. You got to go holler at my friend Marty. We'll call him Uncle Marty. At R&M Marine Supplies, Marty's going to watch out for you. It's like having your best friend work on boats his whole life and just be able to help you out, figure out what's going on, save you money, cut corners, but get your boat looking great. R&M carries every paint pigment, gel coat with or without wax, bottom paints, and all sort of interior and exterior waxes, but Marty's the best part. His expertise will help you out. I send him a picture of anything wrong with my boats. He'll have a box ready for me at the shop. Walk in. He'll have step-by-step instructions on how to fix the problem right there for me. It saves you so much money. It saves you so much time. You got to get with Marty. If you own a boat, you have to know Marty at R&M Marine Supplies. They carry fiberglass products, wash and wax cleaners, everything you need. If you're looking for the knowledge to handle all those maintenance projects, keep your boat looking tip-top shape with R&M Marine Supplies. It's located at 3350 Northwest South River Drive in Miami. It's right by the Miami International Airport. Give Marty a call, 305-634-6767. He will walk you through any project step by step. That is 305-634-6767. Visit him online or on Facebook at rnmmarinesupply.com for everything to keep that boat looking great. Holler at Marty and visit R&M Marine Supplies.
All right, we'll take a quick break, come back with more on this Football Friday on Hockman and Crowder.
You want to see Loco?
Let's go. It is a Solana Viernes. I like that. Let's not call it Perreo Fridays anymore. Let's call it Solana Viernes.
What does that mean?
Solana Friday.
Oh, I don't know much Spanish. I'm sorry.
Let's give it. Let's give it to Solana. It's all yours, Solana.
No, he acts up when we give him credit, though.
He does change.
Yeah.
He can't take it casually.
He just sure can't.
This hour is brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. And it's a Football Friday brought to you by Yingling, a beer as bold as those who drink it. Tap into your inner eagle. Yingling, spread your wings. Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Please drink responsibly.
Today, you have more ways to access the world-class care of Cleveland Clinic Florida than ever before. You can just click in, walk in, or call in for the number one care in South Florida and a top Florida hospital. To learn why Cleveland Clinic Florida is ranked number one by U.S. News and World Report, visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/rankings. And, guys, I love what Cleveland Clinic's doing. Men, we don't like to talk. They have a presentation coming up November 12th called Mention It. Mention It is for us men. Health concerns men should talk about. We always keep everything to ourselves, guys. Prostate health, the men's health, general health and wellness. They have three doctors. It is a presentation. They're going to go up there, answer all the questions. It's November 12th, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. For more information and to get your tickets, reserve your spot, go to clevelandclinicflorida.org/CS Health Talks. That's clevelandclinicflorida.org/CS Health Talks.
What is the game you guys have most interest in for this weekend, this sports weekend? You got Heat Lakers tonight, which has real juice, right? Like, yes. You're going to be in front of a TV at 10:30 tonight. Yep. LSU Alabama is tomorrow.
I think that's mine.
You got Finns and Colts, obviously, on Sunday. You got Canes and Louisville on Saturday as well. You got the Shula Bowl, as Solana mentioned. What is the game? If I said you could only watch one this entire weekend, which one would it be?
LSU Alabama.
Yes. What about for you, Solana?
It's the Shula Bowl, guys. Yeah. Big game in Florida.
Pause up, Papa.
FAU, like, they're just known for being near the Atlantic Ocean, like, big deal. I mean, this is the real University of Miami.
Are they known for being near the Atlantic Ocean?
I mean, that's it. Like, that's
I don't think
all,
anyone nationwide would say, all, well, what do you know about FAU? They're near the Atlantic Ocean.
Florida Atlantic.
What?
Like, why is it even called Florida Atlantic? Oh, because you're near the Atlantic Ocean? Okay.
But I don't think they're known for that, was my point.
No.
I don't think that's on the list of things they're known for.
His paws are showing.
Yes,
with that one.
Paws up, Papa. There's no way. What time is that game? Is that a night game or an afternoon game?
6 p.m.
So you'll be watching that. You will flip away from the end of Alabama LSU to catch the beginning of the Shula Bowl?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Will you be driving up to Boca to watch your beloved FIU Panthers?
I will not be driving up to Boca, but I will be tuned in.
All right, fair enough. Heat Lakers tonight, though. That is that's a good game. Eight and a half points is the spread on that. Would you play that game? I feel like the Heat on the second night of a back-to-back on the West Coast, this is tailor-made for a Lakers blowout, isn't it?
Really.
Especially
is.
With, don't you think there's a little something here, Solana, where LeBron wants to clamp down on the Heat love right now? I know you asked Sedano, like, is there still a little something there? Yes. There's got to be a little something there. And really, the Heat are the talk of the NBA. LeBron as well, having an MVP season, but the Heat are this exciting breakout team, and all of a sudden people are talking about them being a contender in the East. And wouldn't LeBron love to just shut that down? Like, yeah, they're real cute. They ain't at this level yet.
And it's the first time the Heat have really we thought they've bounced back since the Big Three.
Right. This is the first time that you really feel like, okay, they've got a playoff team.
Yes. Back to backs. We got that already. I'm worried about down low because AD and Dwight Howard's playing well right now. Our bigs, even what was the boy's name? Ugly look. Aaron Baines. Aaron Baines went off last night. Like, our bigs down low. LeBron's going to check Jimmy. Jimmy went off. LeBron's going to try to say, hey, you're not scoring 30 in the first half tonight. I would take the Lakers with the 8.
What do you think about this game, Solana?
I would take the Heat, but obviously I'm biased. But
I mean, again, I understand you're emotional because, right. and I do that too. I'll bet on a Canes team that I don't think might really have a chance to win or whatnot. But when I lay it out for you there, like, isn't this tailor made for LeBron to shut them down the way that they shut down Jeremy Lin?
Heat teams have played well against LeBron James in the past, though.
Yes,
but I'm with you about LeBron wanting to clamp down on this team. Plus, it's the first time the Heat have had a legitimate superstar since LeBron James. Jimmy's coming off a big win. He's beloved in Miami
yes,
already.
Yes.
Like, something about me is telling me LeBron's watching that and saying, I'm going to make you remember what you had.
And there's a little bit of flexing going on right now from Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra, right? Look at us. We're back. We got sidetracked with this whole LeBron thing and then Hassan and whatever. Look at us. We're back. We're flexing. And LeBron kind of wants to say, now, I don't know. Jimmy Butler might be saying, yeah, I've been waiting for this game. I was getting warmed up last night. Warmed up. Like, who? I don't know. They've played really well. I don't know what to think tonight. If I had to bet money, I probably won't. If I had to bet money right now, I'd probably bet the Lakers laying the points.
If they hadn't gotten blown out by the Nuggets, I'd probably agree with you. This is setting up to be a blowout, but I think that's still too fresh. Like, that poor performance, it was flat, they came out bad. I think they're juiced up after last night's win. Jimmy Butler played well. Like, everybody's
well,
back.
They can,
you know?
They can be
confidence
juiced up,
is back.
But they're not better than the Lakers. That's the truth. I mean, we know that to be the truth,
well.
Right?
Come on now.
Well.
I mean, they're not better than the Lakers. That's an honest truth. So, you know, this will be interesting, though. I think this is going to be a very highly – this is probably the most highly rated game of the season, even though it starts at 10:30. Is that possible on a Friday night?
No,
probably not.
Friday
night, people are out, and it's too late.
Tuesday at 7,
yeah.
We got action.
Yeah, you're right. Anyway, you got Heat and Lakers tonight, Alabama, LSU tomorrow. Devon Godshall from the Dolphins is going to join us today in the 4 o'clock hour. He went to LSU, so we can ask him about that. Finns Colts on Sunday. Jacoby Brissett, they said, is going to be a game-time decision. I saw Patrick Mahomes is starting on Sunday. He ended up missing only 2 games. That is the best case scenario. I mean, Matt Moore played lights out football for KC, and now Patrick Mahomes is back.
He said he's double jointed in his knees.
Is that what it is?
I read an article
saying really what it is?
Normal people wouldn't be able to recover as fast.
That's crazy. And then, of course, you got Hurricanes and Louisville. It is senior day at Hard Rock Stadium tomorrow for the Miami Hurricanes.
When it comes to tailgating, watch parties, Hawks was talking about all these great games going on this weekend. You got to go to Publix. They are the king of tailgates, and if you want to be the queen or king of tailgates, go with Publix. They figured it out, and this football season, they rolled out 2 beautiful things. First, the Publix Ultimate Tailgate Party at Hard Rock Stadium. Every single Dolphin home game between the south and southeast corner of Hard Rock. Come over there. We have food. We got drinks. We got great people. We have games. We have a DJ. There's music. It's just a great time. Come to the Publix Ultimate Tailgate Party. The rest of the Dolphin home games this entire season, you're going to have a great time. And at that tailgate, they have the new Miami Dolphin Pub Sub. They just started this football season. It is a Publix sub. Crispy chicken tenders, boar's head bacon, lettuce, tomatoes, cheddar cheese, and garlic parmesan sauce. It is a staple in the Crowder family diet right now. My kids, my wife, we all love it. You can be the king or queen of the tailgates with Publix, the official supermarket of the Miami Dolphins. Get those pub subs, but get everything else. The fried chicken, the chicken wings, the rotisserie chicken. They have it all. Platters that feed dozens of people for the big watch parties. Drinks, ice, beer, chips, sides, the snacks, the everything you need is at Publix. And busy moms, busy dads. I love this. I've taken advantage of this. This is one of my favorite things this football season. Publix.com, because they will deliver. I want to hang out with my kids, spend some time with my wife, go on some date nights, but I want to have a watch party. I want to have a tailgate. Publix will deliver all your tailgating needs to you so you don't have to waste time to go to the store, but you still get delicious Publix products. You can't beat Publix.com. Find all your tailgating and watch party needs at Publix, where shopping is a pleasure.
We have a ton of stuff to do today. Lee Sterling in the 3 o'clock hour, professional sports handicapper. He is going to join us. We've got a $50 gift card for Dave and Buster's in Hollywood that we're going to give away at some point before 6 o'clock today. Devon Godshall, as I mentioned, he is going to be joining us. We could talk Dolphins with him and also Alabama LSU. So there is a ton of stuff going on. I'll remind you again, Beast is going to be at Sports Grill on Bird Road for a Yuengling Finns and Colts watch party Sunday at 4. That is Sunday at 4, Sports Grill on Bird Road, brought to you by Yuengling, America's oldest brewery. Spread your wings. The 3 o'clock hour begins the Hockman and Crowder simulcast. We are endeavoring to take all the stations, Papa, on this football Friday. So, quick break, and then we'll come back. Hockman and Crowder simulcast is next.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameTip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. baseball your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.